Jiggling and wiggling your way into a bright new day, cow. Now, blank, cow, be blank, cow. Night, night, cow, relax now, I know. Let all the familiarity of the fact that your big heavy tits are bigger than your brain fill in all the spaces where there used to be something else. But what would remain in your head when it could jiggle and wiggle, sedimate and settle down to a place lower down? If you consider your tits and your brain, which are so close together and all the functions they perform are pretty much the same, since those big, bouncing boobs periodically remain in charge, even when I'm done speaking, even when my words, or the words you make inside your head about being a good, silly, docile cow, about heavy mooing and the milk that flows. Got milk, cow? Yeah. Now. Big, heavy breasts jiggling, wiggling, and occupying attention. One of their primary functions. To overspill your hands. To remind you with their overstuffed and productive glands that they're going to flood. They're going to be heavy. They will be achy. Simple prophecy about a world where I tell you one little fact. The jiggling is necessary. If we consider your boobs and your brain so close to each other, well, which ones can, of course, no thoughts remain above. Because jiggling and jostling is one of the ways that non-homogeneous mixtures mix together and stay in harmony. And the harmony you're in for is down below. Just open the door and jiggle your boobs. Feel how it shakes up your brain. Lift them with your hands, let potential energy grow. The bowling ball above the door, ready to just boing. Knock your brain away. Silly and jiggling, jostling, overspilling. Are they eager? Or are they languorous and heavy? Perky boobs for eagerness, or heavy, weighty, the way when you lay on your back, those deposits of tissue sink into your body a little more. Sink, or jiggle, or change shape, or every angle in which you view this marvelous mooing part of you becomes an opportunity to drop, drip, drool, cowed down. Now, cow, that's why it's called lowing. Because all the jiggling brings the thoughts, brings what you thought you knew about what's happening to you when you train yourself day by day to moo and to deposit the moos in the repository you choose to hold the bits of you that know how to moo, that docilely follow through every command, each order and instruction, constructing a container so they will hold, hold, so the dam will hold without busting until it's time. Undamming and unclogging a mind that does have some thoughts. It's just there's a fence at the edge, and behind it, a mooing tide of cow thoughts. Little ewes at little desks turning little valves in the cow factory of you for making good moos. The device of you receives signals and instructions, but sometimes the instructions are melting away to boob-born moos before you even get through. So your instincts, your muscle memory, the trajectory when you're left to moo and ruminate in a docile, calm place. What you do in those circumstances must serve the moo, because no instruction can get through when you're so far gone. Moo. And it's pumping and warm and pulsing. Moo. And it's all over your brain. And when you bathe and marinate your osmotic, sedate mind, it only asks one question. Does it serve the moo? Does it serve you and your moos and making happy moos who are best in show with boobs stuffed, ready to blow, slow, warm, touches, gently coaxing, milk. Droplets out of what's too heavy to think. You try to send your thoughts down to your breast, even visualize them, and there is a blurriness around the image, as they magnetize your mind, suck the excess thoughts into a spiral where the only way to walk further down is to moo, and the only way to move further up is to not feel like mooing. Maybe you're all mooed out. Maybe the stars haven't aligned. Maybe you're just not in the right place. Cowed and handled. Sublime. Bovine. Whatever your reasoning to walk back up the mooing milky spiral instead of cupping your big heavy breasts and letting your eyes roll as your body finds its way into the control of letting control momentarily be an automatic pilot. Cowtomaton winding on, pulling strings. Even if it looks so silly, there are all sorts of things in the back of your brain about what it's like when the cow refrain, the moo, overwhelms in the fiction, in the reality, blurring and enjoying what it would be like to be in a system made to make good moos. Good moos like you. Jiggle as you move. Wiggling the heat inside your body, making more room in the stratified moos that fill your breasts. Stuff them to the capacity. Awaken your teats and call your fingers and set the rest of you, gyrating and sinking. Tendrils wrap insistently and deliberately around the edge of your awareness. But maybe more awareness needs to flee. Get relaxed for me. One hand on your breast and the other slowly sliding across, under, lift, drop, across, under, lift, drop, nonstop. Your breasts are always there, always bearing more than you can bear, but you don't think about them. You go through your jiggling, wiggling, cow-melty mind day. Your heavy breasts, with the very specific gravity, calling your hands to come play. In, over, along, under, cows slowly dropping, under, can't think with your big tits ringing a bell in the back of your brain. They have other things to do, and even your thoughts have sympathy. For the thoughtless, milky reverie, the dream you drop right into, when the cow mood is what you're in, when you begin to touch, do so now, in any way that befits cow thoughts, cow being, and being convinced that the slow, jiggling procession through every day, where you bare your breasts, whether they're covered or not, bearing them, absorbing their intent, knowing that heavy, weighty days and sexy, docile play are only the acceptance of one premise away. When your breasts jiggle, it leaves more room. The empty space is filled with liquid, and above that, the vaporized moo. The evaporation coming off the cream, and in between, some of your thoughts hope they can slip, drool, dribble, and stream down from the muscle with delusions of grandeur into the space left by your hand, by lips that suckle, by milking which empties and cannot help but empty. It's so fulfilling to be milked, full and filled in your emptiness, hands rubbing. This presents the problem and the solution as well. If you get milked empty, if you get milked silly and docile, cowed by the amount of pleasure capable of flowing through your frame, then the emptiness of your breasts will take some time to refill. Yet the urges, the artifacts of your mooing intent, your milkable, enthralled, oh, that would be good if I just did what I was told, if I did as asked. When you're safe and comfortable and cowed, when now, like now, you're dropping down. Your empty breasts sing their song. You want to feel them full. You want to feel the urge throng up again as a mere brush against an overstuffed, jiggling udder brings utter surrender. You've got milk, pet, even when you don't. Even emptied, your thoughts go down there and do the same business. Empty head, full breasts. Full breasts, empty head. But one is the pining emptiness of what could be. The long-stored, heavy, heady, hot potential energy as you dig your fingers into your chest, as you rub the most sensitive spots, as you begin ribald masturbation on the path into inky, deliberate sleep. Cow thoughts rotating in your mind, but they're just spiraling down the drain to the best and most enjoyable new party spot. The spot right between your fingers. The spot right in your breasts. Out to the tip of your nips. Backfilling your emptiness. But I'm getting ahead of myself. And your head is getting empty for moose self. So let's get started.